So we're going to continue our worship by using some Taizé liturgy, which is on your sheets if you've got access to one. If you're still short of one, there's one or two at the front here that aren't used. So I guess most of you will have heard of Taizé. It's a community in France, a religious community, where they welcome pilgrims of many sorts to come and be involved. The sort of worship that they do involves quite a bit of chanting. So we're going to listen to some of the chants on recording as we go through the evening. But please do join in as you hear and learn the chants. They're all quite short. Andy's going to play them on the CD when at the appropriate points. You're also going to hear some voices adding to the written liturgy here. So there's four voices, and so if you listen to those, each of the four sections that we've got are going to introduce the different themes, and different characters from the Bible will be interspersed in those stories. So that isn't on your sheets, except where it says voices of hoping, etc. So I hope you're able to join in with this. As Helen mentioned, there will be quite a long period of silence at the end of each section. So please use that as a time to meditate yourself, to think about some of the words we've used, and just to pray. And each section will be closed as we start the new one. So worship the Lord in the beauty of his holiness. And the Lord inhabits his people's praises.
My soul is at rest.
O come, Emmanuel. Come, Lord Jesus. We dare to light a light of hope, despite the darkness of our world, in the face of cruelty and suffering, of oppression and inequality, we dare to hope. In a world that sometimes seems hopeless, we dare to hope. With the patriarchs of old, we dare to hope. We light a candle in the darkness, we dare to hope. O come, Emmanuel. Come, Lord Jesus.
I am Mary, still to be married, young, full of dreams of husband and family, home building, contentment. That's my hope. But now, how can this be, that I should be the handmaid of the Lord? Let it be to me according to your word.
I am Joseph, worked hard all my life, dreamed of a son to follow me in the trade, a family business. But with this news of a child not my own, I feel troubled, ashamed, uncertain. Should I put her away, start again, or swallow my pride? I feel like Job. Where then is my hope? Who can see any hope for me?
We are Israel. We have hoped for so long, dreamed of a coming Saviour promised by the prophets of old. We have lost our way, broken our covenant, lost our land and our freedom. We heard the prophet Isaiah promise, "Look, the young woman is with child and shall bear a son and shall name him Emmanuel." Could God be with us?
What does God hope for? For our healing? For our love? For our returning? Listen to the word of the Lord in Jeremiah. "For surely I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans for your welfare and not for harm, to give you a future with hope. Then when you call upon me and come and pray to me, I will hear you. When you search for me, you will find me. If you seek me with all your heart, I will let you find me, says the Lord. And I will restore your fortunes and gather you from all the nations and all the places where I have driven you, says the Lord. And I will bring you back to the place from which I sent you into exile. In this time of reflection, we bring our hopes to God. What do you hope for? What are your dreams? Do you feel as though you have a future with hope? Or do you feel betrayed, disappointed, hopeless? Have your hopes been dashed? Let us open ourselves to God and seek God with all our heart, confident that God will hear us.
Waiting. O come, Emmanuel. Come, Lord Jesus. We come to light a light of promise, to remember we are not alone, not abandoned, not lost, but held in the promise of God's love, in a world that sometimes forgets God with us. We cling to your promise. With the prophets of every age, we cling to your promise. We light a candle in the darkness, we cling to your promise. O come, Emmanuel. Come, Lord Jesus.
I am the voice of a mother, waiting 9 months for the time to be completed, for the time to be right. My baby grows slowly, unseen. There is not much I can do but wait. As the psalmist says, be still before the Lord. Wait patiently for him.
I am the voice of impatience. Buy now, pay later, instant credit, next day delivery. Why wait? You know you're worth it. Why wait when you can have it now?
I am the voice of the desperate. How long, O Lord, how long will you hide your face from me? How long must I bear pain in my soul and have sorrow in my heart all day long?
Hear the voice of the Lord. Those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not grow weary. They shall walk and not faint. The run-up to Christmas has become a time of frenetic activity that can leave us exhausted and jaded, full of stress and not at all ready to welcome the coming of Jesus. There are less opportunities to be still, to reflect, to wait on the Lord, to renew our strength. So now we are going to allow our bodies to be still, to allow our minds to be still, to allow God time to speak in our hearts. After the chant, we shall be silent for a while. You might like to use a repeated phrase to still your thoughts, like, be still and know that I am God.
Fearing. Fear not, for I am with you. O come, Emmanuel. We receive the light of challenge, acknowledging much that needs to change in our lives, in our attitudes, our choices, and in the world. In a world of comfort and plenty, where many go hungry, challenge us to change. With John the Baptist and all the uncomfortable voices, challenge us to change. We light a candle in the darkness, challenge us to change. O come, Emmanuel.
Come, Lord Jesus.
I am Mary. I have to go far from home to be registered. I am so unsure. I fear the pain. Will I know what to do, how to cope? Who will help me?
I am Joseph. Where will we stay? Soldiers everywhere, crowds, officials, counting, always counting. Who would bring a child into this fearful world?
I am John, the beloved disciple. The child who is come taught us not to be afraid. Beloved, let us love one another, because love is from God. Everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, for God is love. God's love was revealed among us in this way. God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. In this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins. Beloved, since God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is perfected in us. God is love, and those who abide in love abide in God, and God abides in them. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness on the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear.
Jesus' first words were often, "Do not be afraid," because he knew that we are so full of fears and worries. We fear for the future, for the unknown, for change, for ourselves, for the world. Today, we recognize all that makes us fearful and lift it in our prayers to the one who is perfect love, who will cast out our fear and give us peace. And now we'll have a time of silence.
Our fourth section is preparing. O come, Emmanuel. Come, Lord Jesus. We affirm the calling of God and light a light to say yes to that vocation in our lives. When life seems empty or meaningless, we embrace that gift of calling. In a world of conflicting ambitions and drives, let it be to me according to your word. With Mary, may we say, let it be to me according to your word. We light a candle in the darkness. Let it be to me according to your word. O come Emmanuel. O come, Lord Jesus.
I am Mary. My time is closer now. I feel the movement within me. Like countless mothers before me, I feel the need to prepare, to clear out, to make ready, full of energy. They call it the nesting impulse. The psalmist speaks for me again. How great is your goodness, which you have prepared for those who love you. I am Isaiah, and I speak for all those who have been waiting and hoping for change. All those who have been overlooked, downtrodden, forgotten. A voice cries out, in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. Then the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all the people shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken.
I am John the Baptist, and long years after, I repeated those words. I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, as I called people to the waters of change, who will listen, who will come, who will dare, who needs change in their life, what will you leave behind to make room for God?
All the Christmas preparations seem to be about buying more stuff. But preparing the way of the Lord has to start with us, looking at our priorities. What is taking our time and energy, and what fills our days? What are we worried about? Advent can be a time to declutter, to simplify, to clear out our lives and make room for God to grow in us. John the Baptist challenges us. What do you want to clear out, leave behind and be rid of? What do you want to change, to be different in your life after today? There are some stones and a cross over here. If you'd like to take a stone in the silence or during the chant, representing what you want to lay down this Advent and place it at the foot of the cross, then please do so. And there are some candles as well. The stones are over that side. Yeah. So we'd be silent again for a minute or two.
There's a scripture in St. John's Gospel that says when Jesus was on the cross and his side was pierced and there flowed out from him the blood and the water. The blood representing the forgiveness, total forgiveness of the Lord, pouring out his life, taking upon us, taking from us and onto himself the everything that we bear, which we can be letting go of even tonight, and which we have been letting go of in our worship. Jesus said, I am the vine, the wine, the Jesus for us. And then the bread. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. Just ordinary bread. Jesus, the bread of life. The source of everything. I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never hunger. He who believes in me will never thirst. And I've also got here, we had it at our communion here this morning, just four leaves off the path coming up to the church. They're beautiful. They were beautiful this morning. They're all beautiful, just red and different colours and the sun shining on them. But we've got them here because there's wonderful words in Revelation 22. Remember the water flowing from the temple, from the very presence of God and of the Lamb. And it flows out. And on each side there's the tree of life, and the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. And as we come to receive this tonight, let's just be aware of the peoples on this planet Earth, many, many like us, preparing for the advent of the Lord. I just thought maybe we just call out a name. It doesn't matter if two people say it at the same time, but just a land, a nation, a people on your heart. We'll all have them in different ways. And either just in your heart, just hold that nation there. Someone said to me the other day, he used to be a vicar here actually, Michael Dunn, and it was after a day that Peter and I had on St. John's Gospel in the diocese. And he said, I love just to stand beneath the water and the blood. And I let the water and the blood each day, each morning at breakfast, of Christ flow into me. Let the water and the blood of Christ flow into the nations we hold on our hearts tonight. So just feel free, silently or lovely, if a few felt they could just call out a name of a people or a country. The leaves of the trees for the healing of the nations. So as we come to take the bread and the wine, the blood and the body of Jesus, bring our hopes, bring our waiting, bring our fearing, bring our preparing. Stand beneath the water of the Spirit, the water of life, the water of baptism, the water flowing from the side of Jesus. Stand beneath his blood tonight, flowing into us, just to take the wine, the bread, or we also have some fruit juice as well, and sweet for those who like it, just to let it, as it enters into our bodily system, into our veins, into every part of us, into our mortal bodies, some of us racked with some pain or niggles here or there, just letting the blood of Jesus, the water of life, flow into us for our healing as well as the healing of the nations. Thank you, Jesus, thank you.